Now rebranded as the Daisy Art Parade and Carnival, the free event is moving from downtown Roanoke Streets to the River's Edge North Complex from 10 until 5 on Saturday. Some 40 nonprofit organizations are taking part. The centerpiece at noon, featuring a variety of floats, costumes, and colors, will wind around the recently added half-mile paved track at River's Edge North that's also popular with walkers and runners. Katie Stickle is the Daisy Art Parade manager.
I've been involved with the parade as the manager and organizational logistics person since year 2. And being able to see the growth, getting to build connections with my neighbors and with arts groups around the city has been such a joyful experience.
The carnival, added to the Daisy Art Parade in year 4, has a little something for everyone, says Stickle.
A stage with musical performances and community speakers from about 12:30 to 5. So we've got a nice big space. We're really going to fill it up. People are free to bring picnics. We've also got some food trucks. We get to make a whole day of it and bring everybody out. I'm really hopeful that it's going to feel like a giant family reunion, a community celebration.
There's also block party style games like beanbag toss, art making stations, puppeteers, and aerial artists, along with information booths from some of the Daisy Art Parade participants. Feel free to bring lawn chairs or blankets to watch the parade or the live music. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.